It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am so excited about this warm weather. I am just over the top about this. Dr. Bill, are you loving this warm weather? Because we've had some really, really cold days this past winter.
It's been a very, very, very cold winter, but spring is finally starting in North Georgia, and it's been around for 2 weeks down on the Georgia coast.
Yes, it has been, and we have the flowers that are starting to bloom, and you know, it's just the seasons are turning, and I love this time of the year. It's a perfect time to be in Georgia and talk about springtime in Georgia.
Springtime in Georgia, Georgia festivals, Georgia fairs, hiking, fishing, you know, just being outdoors. That's the great part about it.
But you just mentioned that you were down on Sapelo for a couple of days recently, so the weather was nice down there?
The weather is nice down there. The sea trout are biting quite well, and sooner or later, I'd say more time sooner than later, we're going to be having the opening of the Georgia shrimp season, so that's great.
Well, I want to ask you some more about that a little bit later, because I attended that festival, and that's really very culturally unique to Georgia, and I think our listeners would love hearing about that, and also maybe about the opportunity to take a road trip down there. It's easy to do.
It's easy to do. There's a lot of good shrimp to eat. And the best thing about that, it's not that far.
It's not that far. And, you know, we love a road trip.
And that we do.
But today, you know, I really want to start talking about some of the great things that our listeners can do. Now that we have the warm weather, the beautiful scenery, and Georgia's really the perfect spot for that. We have some great state parks and historical sites. And I think our listeners really could plan some quick getaways or even maybe a couple of day getaways as well to some of the state parks. And who better to talk about that than Kim Hatcher, who is the Georgia Public Affairs Coordinator with the Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites. So let's welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, thank you.
We're glad to have you here because, as you just heard us talking about, we're so excited. It's been a rough winter, and we're ready for the for this warm weather. So what's going on with the state parks? Are there some fun things we can do out in the outdoors now that it's warm?
Oh, you are not kidding about looking forward to warmer weather. And there's we're so lucky in Georgia to have, you know, mountains nearby and big lakes nearby and not that far to drive to the coast. And so, yeah, there's a lot to do. Georgia has 63 state parks and state historic sites, and the beauty of them is there's such a wide range of outdoor recreation, really for all ages. You know, we've got water sports, of course, so we have good fishing opportunities and places to go boating and nice boat ramps. In the summer, we'll open up our swimming beaches. Usually that's in May, so you can go cool off on some of these mountain lake beaches. We've got trails of all types. We've got easy nature trails, harder backpacking trails. We even have some for mountain biking. We have easy bike trails and even some horseback riding trails. And you know, a lot of the parks make it easy to experience getting outside because they rent equipment. You know, you can rent kayaks,
oh,
canoes, fishing boats, and bikes. There's just so much to do.
Now, you mentioned kayaking. So kayaking, is that where is the kayaking taking place? Is that in the mountains, or is that down on the coast as well? Where's kayaking?
A number of our parks rent kayaks, but they will typically not be the ones in the mountains unless there's a lake that you can rent one at. I think Fort Mountain State Park in Chatsworth, they rent some canoes. A lot of the parks where it's a little bit easier, so you don't have to be a hardcore whitewater kayaker or whitewater rafter. You know, these are kind of family-friendly places to learn to paddle. We even have some guided paddling trips at a lot of our parks. There's one called Hard Labor Creek, which is in Rutledge. It's kind of between Augusta and Atlanta, and they do regular evening paddles to go look at the stars and to look at the full moon.
That sounds great. Now, has that started now? Is that more during those summer months?
They've actually started at that park, and then there's other parks that will have paddles as well when it gets a little bit warmer. Yeah. But, you know, and it's not just, you know, the hiking and the fishing, which I think is what people think of when they hear state parks, but we've got things for little kids like mini golf and playgrounds. We've got disc golf, which is like playing golf with a frisbee that appeals to teens and older kids. And we even have regular golf. We have 18-hole golf courses at a number of state parks.
Where are some of those golf courses?
Well, Richard B. Russell State Park in Elberton has a really good golf course. Victoria Bryant State Park, which is near Royston, it's not too far off I-85. That has a nice golf course. There's a number of them in South Georgia, or actually Hard Labor Creek that I mentioned earlier has one. And a lot of them have stay-and-play packages. So you can either camp or you can stay in a cabin and go golf, you know, have kind of a guy's buddy's weekend away or a family away, and save some money that way.
Now, we're talking with Kim Hatcher with the Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites, and she's giving us some really great ideas for springtime in Georgia. Now, a couple of other questions I want to ask about as well is you have some programs, too. Like, there's a ranger program. What's that all about?
Well, we have a junior ranger program where kids about age 6 to 12 can earn badges, and they do environmental education things. They do some history programs, and technically you could do a lot of the activities in your own backyard, but of course people like to get out and visit the parks. You can download a Junior Ranger booklet from our website, which is georgiastateparks.org, and you can also pick them up at the park offices when you visit. And so that's the perfect thing to do for spring break or for summer vacation, and you're tired of hearing the kids say, I'm bored. You can get the little ones to work on a Junior Ranger patch, and it's something they're really proud of. Plus, kids have kind of this disconnect from being outside in nature, and so it's a way to get them to appreciate it and play outside, get some exercise, learn about Georgia, and then have something that they're proud of.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to get them to disconnect from all the electronics that we're starting to depend on, especially the kids.
Yeah. And we a few years ago, we started a geocaching program within all of the parks. Are you familiar with geocaching?
I'm not. So tell us a little bit about that. What's that about?
It's like a technology treasure hunt. You use a handheld GPS to go find hidden caches, and they are truly all over the globe. But we have caches hidden at every state park and state historic site. So you download the coordinates, and you go find these hidden caches. And it's kind of a fun game. People who play it, they leave a little trinket inside the box, and they take a trinket, and they sign a logbook, and they kind of keep up with who's found what. What's really neat about the historic site geocaching program is in order to open the cache, you actually have to get a code, and the code comes from learning about that site. So let's say you're at Dahlonega Gold Museum, and it might be, you know, what year was gold first discovered times, you know, how many mints were there, and then you can get the code.
I love that idea. It's a great way to connect with other visitors, too.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do as far as learning your own state if you live in Georgia, especially if you're new to Georgia. But what's cool about it is it's for all ages, and teens who can't put down their electronics. It's this perfect combination of technology and trails.
Absolutely.
I noticed you have a lot of things here on camping as far as cabins and lodges. What lead time do people know to rent these facilities?
Well, we accept reservations 13 months in advance to the day. So if you want to go late October on a Friday or Saturday, people really do make reservations 13 months in advance because up in the mountains, those cabins go quickly. Camping, people tend to not make reservations as far in advance. If it's a holiday weekend, though, they do. But, you know, we have great campgrounds. We've got sites that are just for tents that are a little bit more private, a little bit away from the RVs. And then we have really nice pull-through sites for the bigger rigs. We have hot showers in all of our campgrounds. We allow people to bring their dogs with them as long as they're on a leash. But we know that camping's not for everyone, so we also have these fully equipped cottages and cabins that they can rent and maybe save some money by using the kitchen that's there. They have great views and nice porches and fireplaces. We have hotel-style lodges with restaurants, and we've just recently started adding yurts to several parks. And that's the name that everybody likes. Everybody says, what's a yurt?
Well, we're going to have you tell our listeners exactly what a yurt is when we come back. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.